Let us start.
If you're able to stand up, that would be a good way to start. I like to start in standing, if we can, because it's a good way to sense yourself without gravity holding you up. And just gives you a chance to just notice your connections, how you stand during the day and how you stand when you're observing. So are your legs far apart from each other or very close together? And what is the weight distribution underneath each of your feet? And are you able to sense, it was very interesting this morning to see a real difference in how some people were standing, and you could see that there's a lot of, sometimes we wait without realizing it, we're weighted on one leg. So, and when you're weighted on one leg, you can often sometimes feel that whole weight coming through your leg, into your thigh, into your hip joint. And maybe you feel more connection through that side of your shoulder and your back than you might on the other side. So just getting a sense of yourself and where you're weighted and how your hands and arms are hanging. And support all the way from your feet, all the way up and through you. And last week's lesson was twisting. So if you were to just very gently just turn and look around yourself, how do you do that going in each direction? So not only the turning over and looking over each shoulder, but what do you do in your legs and in your pelvis and in your hips? So how much of those parts of yourself are engaged in that movement of looking around you? What do you notice? Do you look around you and does your whole body turn? Or do you look around you and feel some of that twist in your back and shoulder? You can do both and you can just explore the difference. Okay, and then stand for a moment and just see if you can get in touch with, as you're standing, the support through you, but the connection into your upper chest, the space, the expansive space in your chest from one shoulder to the other. And as you inhale and exhale in standing, what do you notice of the expansion and contraction of your ribs? So can you sense the space from your ribs from underneath your armpit all the way down to your till the end? But you might feel that whole length of your trunk. Your ribs don't go that far down, but you can feel the whole length of your trunk. And then just take a few steps and notice the support you get as you walk. What you notice with yourself as you're walking right now. How some of the other lessons might have informed your walk. Do you walk a lot from your hips? Do you walk? Do you use your glutes? What do? I'm doing an anatomy course online and we're looking at how we walk using all the different muscle groups of the hips and legs. So a lot going on when we walk. Sometimes one muscle is advantaged, sometimes another muscle is advantaged. Okay, and then please come and lie on your back. And find a place. Oh, thank you guys for having your cameras organized so I can see you. Have yourself organized. Again, you might want to take your glasses off, those of you that are wearing them. And as you're resting, if you need something behind your knees, grab it. Or if you want to stand your feet with your knees pointing to the ceiling to protect your back, then do that. And just take a moment and feel yourself resting. And pay particular attention to the movement in your rib cage. So in addition to muscles that move on, we really want to get the support into our rib cage. And as you inhale, which areas of your ribs expand more clearly? Which expand less clearly? And how do they make contact with the ground as they expand? How are your shoulders resting on the floor? So, in terms of their orientation to your spine, in terms of their height relative to your ears, and then also pay attention to the front of your shoulders and how rounded they are or open. So again, that would be some flexion. If your shoulders are rounded forward, that would be flexion in those upper chest muscles. So just make a small movement of moving your head a little bit from one side to the other. Just starting to get a little bit of movement in there. And then let that go. And slowly please bend your knees and stand your feet on the ground. So remember, we looked at that a little while ago too, and how you make that transition. So I'm just going to remind you once to sort of pay attention every time you change the length of your legs. How do you do that? What alters in your back? What is the advanced preparation that you need to make? Remembering that that's one of the definitions of posture that Moshe talks about, is being able to move in any direction without hesitation or advanced preparation. So how do you make that switch to changing the length of yourself from long legs to standing feet? So please have your knees bent again. And please place your right ankle, take your right foot off the ground, and place your right ankle, the outside edge of your right ankle, on your left thigh, upper thigh. So your knee, your right knee is out to the side. Your left leg is solidly on the ground. Did you move it, by the way, in order to accommodate this change? And now, take your left hand and place your thumb between your big toe and your other toes from underneath of that right foot. If you can't reach, then you can imagine you can reach it, or you can grab your pant leg, or you just think you just have it. Yeah, grabbing your pant leg is good. And your thumb is between the big toe and the other toes, and your other fingers wrap around those four toes. Okay, so that's with your left hand. And place your right hand behind your head. So again, your right leg is on your left thigh, turn to the side, your left hand is holding your foot, and your right hand is behind your head. And please, in small, easy movements, very gently lift that right leg and your head at the same time. Small movement, tiny little movement. So what you're doing is you're flexing at the hip and flexing at the chest. So your right hand is behind your head. As you bring your head down, have your elbow open to the side. And as you lift your head, your elbow can start to come forward. Remember that the placement of your right hand behind your head is key, so that you are really supporting your skull, where your skull meets your spine, so that you're not pulling your neck. So make the movement as light and as easy as you can. And you're going for two things. You're going for timing. So what's the timing of when you lift your leg and lift your head, so that you're actually taking both ends and folding them together? And what's the timing of when they return? Can you feel that your leg touches down to your other leg as your head touches to the ground? Okay, pause for a moment, take a break. Please take your breaks when you need them, but for a moment now, just take a break. So once again, come to the same place, your right ankle on your outside edge of your right ankle on your left leg. Your left hand is holding your foot, or your pant leg if you can't reach your foot. your right hand's behind your head. Think about now, so the second thing to think about is as you lift your head, thinking about how you're going to breathe. So which manner of breathing is going to actually help you to fold more easily? Is it going to be inhaling to lift or exhaling to lift? And as you lift, can you sense how your chest is rounding? Does one side of your chest round and fold more clearly? How do you use the ground to support you? So when you lift, where do you lift from? And another thing to consider is your head and eyes. As you lift, where do your eyes look to? So the breath, the gaze, the ribs, the timing, the orientation, a lot of different elements to think about as you're making this one movement of flexion. So it's a flexion movement that you've done many times, but with a bit of a constraint to it. Okay, and then please leave that alone for a moment and rest. What are you noticing at this first rest or second rest? So we're doing a lot of flexion, which is forward folding. But interestingly, this lesson he called it stretching the stretch on the back. And we can discuss why I think that is later. But interesting that we're looking at, he's talking about stretching and we're looking at folding. So how do those two movements relate? So please stand your feet again. So your feet are on the ground, your knees are pointing to the ceiling. Have your feet about hip width apart and look for real connection support from your feet all the way up to your knees and hips. This time please place your left leg, your left ankle on your right thigh and hold the toes of your foot with your right hand. Or your pant leg. So your thumb, you want to go from underneath your foot, your thumb goes between your big toe and four toes, and your other fingers wrap around those four toes. And put your left hand behind your head. Your elbows open to the side. And again, using light, easy movements, very gently lift and lower your head and your leg. So your head is lifting a little bit and your leg is lifting. Now, can you think about smoothness so that you don't have to heave your head up or pull your leg, but you're just really thinking about smoothness and paying attention to how you're folding at your chest. Where is the rounding movement? Notice how that right foot is standing on the ground and how it's supporting you. Do you lose sight of that support? Does your knee start to waver a little bit? And where are you looking as you lift? Where is the gaze of your eyes? How is your neck moving to help you lift? How does this movement on this side differ from the movement on the other side? Nice. Are you able to keep that notion, that connection of lifting both ends the same amount? And you can tell that same amount by if they touch down at the same time or not. Okay, and then please let that go and take a moment and rest. Again, noticing yourself on the ground, the space in your chest, and how your back meets the floor. Are there areas that are softening in some way or changing their shape, changing their relationship to the ground? Just follow your breath for a moment, especially into your chest and ribs. So please again, bring your feet to standing. So place your right leg again on your left thigh, your right ankle on your left thigh. Again, hold the toes of your foot with your left hand. And place your right hand behind your head. And now, once again, make this movement of using your hand to help you lift your head. And as you lift your leg, this time lift both legs. So your left knee is going to now help you to lift your right leg as well as your left leg. And notice as you come down, now you're looking for when does your left foot land on the ground and when does your head land on the ground. So it's a significant weight now of lifting. And just very gently feeling that movement of your left leg. As your leg lifts, what's the connection between that left knee and your right ankle? Does your left knee do something to your right ankle? So you're thinking about that right knee coming closer to your chest and your left foot lifting off the ground. And paying attention to when you land it down, where it lands. How does your foot land? How does it leave the ground and how does it return to the ground? Okay, and please pause that for a moment. Unravel yourself if you like. Rest for a moment. So once again, please stand your feet. Again, place your right knee on your left. Hold the toes of your foot with your left hand. Place your right hand behind your head. Now, once again, make this movement of lifting both your legs, but this time, organize yourself in a way so that your right elbow moves in the direction of your right knee. So your right knee moves in the direction of your right elbow. So now it's the same side movement you're sort of thinking about. It's a side flexion movement here. As you lift, you're thinking about not necessarily touching, but the connection, visual connection, would be between the tip of your elbow and the tip of your knee. So it's really the tip of each that you're looking to. So how do you make this connection to bring the tip of your elbow toward the tip of your right knee? How do you need to fold yourself? And how do you need to feel the connection and what those ribs, particularly on the right side, need to do? In addition to the movement in the ribs, what do you notice about the whole right side and its movement into the floor and away from the floor? How do you use the floor to make this movement of taking your elbow and your knee toward each other? And when you're looking, where do you see? So what part of your leg do you see? Are you able to see your knee? Do you see your foot? What do you notice? And again, paying attention to your breath, of course. When are you going to inhale and when are you going to exhale? Okay, and please pause that again and take a break. What did you notice about your breath when you took a break, when you stopped movement? So if you all of a sudden feel yourself catching your breath or breathing hard, then maybe while you were doing the movement, your breath was inhibited to some extent. So please once again bring your feet to standing, your knees pointing to the ceiling. Have them about hip width apart. You don't want them too close to one another. And please place your left leg now on your right. So the outside arch of your left ankle on your right thigh. Be careful, I mean it could be at your knee, but be careful that you're not right at the knee, because that could, you could hurt your knee. Hold the toes of your left foot with your right hand, so your thumb goes between your big toe and your four toes, and your fingers wrap around the other toes. Place the left hand behind your head. And start to very gently, using light and easy movements, lift your leg and your head. So this time you're going to help lift your left leg toward you with the help of your right leg. So your ankle stays connected to your knee, and you're lifting your right foot off the floor, and your right knee is in some way sort of guiding your left knee toward your chest. Just noticing how you organize yourself to look, and what part of how you notice the two parts of both sides of your chest folding. Using your breath. Your breath is really important for this movement. And gradually start to think about changing your shape so that you can direct your left elbow towards your left knee. Nice. Okay, and then please pause that for a moment and rest again. So please, for a moment, come up to sitting. And please sit with your left leg long, but you could bend it a little bit at the knee. And take your right ankle, your right foot, and put your outer edge of your right ankle on your left knee, like you did when you were lying on your back. Hold your foot with your left hand, so your thumb goes between the big toe. You can place your right hand behind your head. And do that same movement of just very gently, just start by not lifting your leg, but start by just rounding down and then coming back up. And just thinking about bringing the elbow in the direction of the knee. Right elbow to right knee. How are you going to do this rounding and folding movement in sitting? So where does your chest fold? And then how do you unfold? So as you fold, feel your chest rounding. And as you unfold, notice what's happening to not only your chest, but your back, particularly on that right side. And when you come up, how do you come up? Do you come up and arch and look up, or do you come up and look forward? What do you do? So where's the return to? Where is the beginning place, and then how do you return to where you began? Now, pause for a moment. So it's instructive to find a different position and to play with the same movement in a different position. So again, do the same thing. Take your right ankle and place it on your left leg somewhere. Hold your foot with your left hand. Hold the toes with your left hand. Place your right hand behind your head. Now, if you're able, you can add the lifting of your foot. So as you're going to bring your head down, can you lift that right leg off the left? Now, the idea though is, how do you lift it? Do you lift it and roll yourself back to lift it? Or can you lift it and really find that rounding movement in your back? Rounding in your back and sort of movement of your chest backward. Nice. So you're gonna lift that leg if you can and round your head. Okay, and then pause for a moment. Stay seated to rest, and we'll explore the other side in a moment. So again, please sit, and this time have your right leg, it can be long or it can be slightly bent, and your left knee, your left leg, on it, holding your toes of your foot with your right hand, placing your left hand behind your head, and just do that movement of rounding first before you try and lift that leg. That's it. So it's the same, opposite hands holding the toes, and the same hand is bending down. Nice. So really thinking of it as a folding movement, and now this is not just a folding movement in your chest, of course, it's also flexion in the hip joint, right? Because you're lifting that hip toward you. And again, use your breath to your advantage. Okay, and then let that go, and please come back to your back. Come back onto your back. Just feel how you rest on your back now. So what's happened to the muscles in your back? The weight of your spine along the floor? The shape of your shoulders? So please, again, stand both your feet. And lift both a little bit up into the air and introduce your thumbs into each, so bring your arm inside your knee of your left hand and hold with your left hand your left foot. Take your thumb in between your toe, your big toe and your second toes, and do the same with your right foot. So you're holding both legs. Got both legs towards you if you're able to do that. If you're not able to do that, just lift your legs towards you and hold your pant legs. And in that position, very gently now, lift your head and both your feet. That's it. So this is a really rounding movement, and as you lift your head and your feet, you're going to find that there's a small space in your back that's your leaning point. So you lift your head and your arms help you to raise your legs. Lovely. Good. Okay. And let that go, please, and rest. That really puts you into a very rounded position, like a little baby who just is lying up. You're just really using a small area of your back for support, and then the rest lifts. So it requires not only rounding, but a lot of thought to balance and movement along your spine. So just take a moment and rest and pause. So now please stand both your feet again. Again, place your right leg on your left. And hold the toes of your right foot with your left hand again from below. So you're going to bring that thumb between the big toe and other toes. That's it. Again, place your right hand behind your head. So we're going to go back to that movement of lifting your head and both your legs. But this time, try and make a movement of, as you lift your head, to direct your right elbow in the direction of your left hand that's holding your right foot. So this is a movement now across yourself. So you direct your right elbow toward your left hand and right foot. That's it. So before you directed it toward the knee that was on top, and now you're directing it toward the other side. So you're going to fold now in a way that's a cross fold. So what's the relationship between the lifting shoulder and the other shoulder? And the relationship into your pelvis and ribs on the ground. And notice how you're making this movement across your back. So how the movement goes from your right shoulder all the way to your left hip. And when you return, can you find the reverse trajectory from your hip to your shoulder? And then paying attention to your gaze, where you're looking as you're lifting. And to your breath, how inhaling and exhaling, and when you do, each can make a difference. So just a very different movement. Still flexion, but now it's across yourself. And how does that change the shape in your ribs and your back? Okay, then please take a moment and rest. What do you notice as you rest? Where does your attention go? What shapes are changing? What shapes are flattening? What's the distance now between your shoulder and each ear? And the weight of your shoulders on the ground behind you? Slowly, slowly knit your head, move just a little bit from side to side. Feeling the space in your neck, the movement across the back of your head. And then pause that, just rest for a moment. So please bring your feet to standing. Please place your left leg on your right. Again, hold it from below between the big toe and the four toes with your right hand. Place your left hand behind your head. And now please direct your left elbow to your right foot. Sorry, your left elbow to your left foot and right hand. That's it. So to where you're holding. So where your right hand is holding your left foot, direct your left elbow there as you lift. So how do you do that? If you were really wanting to touch the tip of your elbow to the tip of your knee, without a lot of work, so it would require a large amount of folding both at the hip and in the head and the chest, but also would require you to twist in a certain way. And how do you twist? Where do you twist from? Do you just pull your head to the side? Or can you find a way of really using those ribs and moving across your ribs in order to make that movement of turning? And how would you notice that? What's your strategy and your plan for this side compared to the other side? Okay, whenever you're ready, please take a break. Remember to break, to stop whenever you need to. So what do you notice about the length of your spine and the different regions of your spine and their connection to the ground? How many of your sacral vertebra can you sense, and how many of your thoracic vertebra can you sense on the ground? So please come down and lie on your right side. And if you're able to, have your right arm extended above your head so that you're resting on it. That's great. If you're not, then put it out in front of you. And please have your right knee bent, but lengthen your left leg. And have your right knee bent in such a way that your knee is bent out in front of you and your lower leg, your right lower leg, is not tucked under you, but is parallel to your left leg. And please take your left hand and from over the top of your head, hold onto your right temple. So your left hand holds the top, comes over the top of your head, holds your right temple, your right ear area. And now very gently lift your head and your leg, your left long left leg at the same time. So this is another movement of folding, really folding. Now it's lateral folding. So don't lift very high. And just really feel that movement up. That whole left side folds together. Those ribs fold together. And the ribs on the right side are your anchor. They're your support. So notice how you use them. When you lift, are you conscious of movement on the right side of your ribs? So notice where your left leg is. Is it in the long plane of your hip and your shoulder? Or is it a little bit more forward or a little bit backward? Now, please flex your left foot and continue lifting your leg. Not bending the knee. Keep the leg long. Keep the leg long the way it was, but just flex the foot. That's it. So rather than your toes pointing away from you, your toes are pointing, or are your ankles flex so that your toes point toward you. That will keep your leg a little bit straighter in the plane of your body. And very gently lifting your head and your leg at the same time. So once again, please pause there. Take your right arm now and just bend your elbow without lifting your arm off the ground. Just bend your elbow so that you can put the palm of your hand, of your right hand, you can rest your cheek in the palm of your right hand, your right cheek on the palm of your right hand. So you're just having to slide your arm down and bend it, bend your elbow. And again, have your left hand over top of your head holding your right temple. And lift it lower again. This time what you're doing is you're lifting, think about lifting your cheek away from that right hand. So the right palm, the back of the hand is on the floor. The palm was in your cheek, but as you lift your head away from your hand. You lift your cheek away from your head, from your hand. So notice how this changes the movement of lifting your head and how it changes the connection into your ribs. And you're also, of course, not looking to pull your head powerfully. You're just looking to have it a light lifting, a light, easy movement. Paying attention again to how you're going to use your breath, your inhalation and your exhalation. Okay, and please, again, let that go and roll onto your back for a moment to rest. So now please lie on your left side. If you're able to, again, lying on your long left arm, please bend your left knee and lengthen your right leg. And with your right hand, hold your left temple over the top of your head. So it's not around your forehead, but really over the top of your head, the middle of your head. And lift again your head and your leg together. Now, noticing how you use the floor on the left side to guide you and to support you and to help you balance. How are you going to balance so that you, as you lift, you don't find yourself rolling backward or forward? And then how do you use the ribs on the right side to fold and flex? So you're rounding, you're now bringing on your side, you're bringing the right side together, right? Your left hip and your shoulder are coming toward each other. Really finding a way that you can really feel it's a, rather than a lifting and pulling movement, it's a folding movement. And then please stop for a moment and bend your left elbow so that your left cheek is in the palm of your left hand. And continue to lift, and this time flex your right foot and lift your head in such a way that you're going to still use your right hand to help you, but you're also going to think about lifting away your cheek away from your left palm. And how does your back, what do you notice in your back? Is there any movement along your along the length of your back, in your spine? How does this side compare to the other side? Okay, please let that go now. And please come out your back and rest. Once again, noticing your support from the ground and your relationship to the ground. So not only what you feel from the ground coming to you, but how you organize yourself to connect to the ground and then move away from the ground when you're making movements. So once again, please stay on your back now and stand both your feet. So your feet are on the ground, your knees are pointing to the ceiling. Again, place your left leg on your right like you did earlier. So your left ankle is on your your thigh. And then make this movement again of holding your thumb and your fingers with your right hand like you did earlier. And see if you can now with your left hand, try and take hold of your right foot in the same manner. So what are you going to do with that right leg? That right foot is standing on the ground. You're going to have to take it off the ground and reach with your hand to hold onto the toes of that foot with your left hand. So essentially you're going to have your legs crossed underneath you. So your right hand is holding the toes of your left foot, and your left hand is trying to hold the toes of your right foot. That's it. So from behind. It's not easy. You're going to have to bring your left hand from outside to see if you can hold your toes. And see from here if you can, again, gently lift both your legs and your head at the same time. So it's almost like a scissor-like movement with your legs. As you lift them, they're scissoring away from each other. That's it. If you can't hold that other foot, then imagine, just try and hold a part of your leg or something, or your pant leg. So just turn that other leg a little bit. If you can't hold it, just turn that other knee a little bit to the side so that you just can model that shape. So you're not trying to lift them necessarily, you're not trying to spread them necessarily, but you're trying to lift them without passing them over your knees. So bring your legs up to the height of your knees. And you might be able to touch the right foot behind your left knee. Okay, nice. And then see if you can start to think about even bringing your knees a little bit closer to your chest. So it's really a significant rounding and folding movement in the front of yourself. And it's a pretzel. It's absolutely a pretzel movement. Okay, and then please let that go again. And uncross yourself and rest. So after you've unpretzeled yourself, what do you notice in terms of how you connect to the floor? And does one side of your back feel organized differently than the other side. So please bring your feet to standing again. Bring your right leg now onto your left. Hold the toes again of that foot with your left hand. And see if you can control your left foot so you'll be able to turn it so that you can hold the left foot also with your right hand. So you're going to have to really sort of reach underneath to hold on to the toes of that other foot. And trying to lift and lower your head and both your legs again. So your legs are crossed at the crossed just below each other, one above each other. And as you lift and lower, you're just trying to bring your knees, your legs just at the height of your knees, and then letting your knees come closer to your chest. So your legs help your knees farther up towards your chest. So it's admittedly a challenge, so you take care of yourself and you only do what's available, and you rest when you need to. Okay, and then please let that go and unravel yourself and rest. So please stand your left foot, your feet again, and bring your right leg again onto your left. Hold the toes with your left hand, and bring your right hand behind your head. And go back to that movement of lifting both your legs with your hand and trying to direct your right elbow to your left hand and your foot. Just notice how this movement might be different now. What the shape of it is and how you're actually turning your chest to do this. Are you closer to touching your elbow to your knee than you were before? And then pause for a moment. So please stand both your feet again. And this time place your left leg on your right leg. Hold the toes with your right hand. Place your left hand behind your head. And go back to that movement now of trying to take your left elbow towards your right hand and your left foot. That's it, lifting both your legs. So your standing foot is the one that's bringing your knee closer to your chest. So how much closer are you to having the tip of the elbow and the tip of the knee come toward each other? Even if they're not touching, maybe the angle has changed, maybe the organization of your chest is different. Okay, and then please let that go and have a moment to rest on your back. And just for the last time, pay attention to the shape of your chest and your back. So please roll to your side and come to sitting. So for a moment, just notice your sitting position and your sitting comfort and support. And then again, have your left leg almost long and put your right ankle, your right outside arch of your right foot on your left thigh. Hold the toes with your left hand. Bring your right hand behind your head. And just make that movement now of folding. And notice how you do that folding. And is it possible to have that right elbow fold downward toward the right foot and left hand? Is it possible or any easier to lift your leg as you do that? How do you use your breath? And what do you notice with the rounding in your back now? So, and how is this rounding different than when you were lying on your back? And we did this earlier, and are you able to find a way to do this that's more inclusive of rounding your back and less about rolling on your sitting bones? How do you make that shift? What have you learned in terms of the shape of your back and the use of your ribs and chest? And then switch legs and try it on the other side. So your right leg is longer, your left outside arch is on your right knee, you're holding your foot with your right hand and your left hand's behind your head, and you're starting to direct that left elbow toward your foot and your right hand. Again, noticing how the shapes change and how you use your back. And whether you're able to lift that leg at the same time. Okay, and then let that go. And just very gently, when you're ready, take your time to stand up. And notice what happens to yourself as you're standing. How do you stand? How do you get support through your feet into your hips? What is the shape of your back and chest after all that rounding? What happened as you came upright? And how does it feel to take some steps and walk around? How does your back and chest help you to walk?